Cracklin Oprah, man.
What are you talking about? You can't.
What the hell?
Of all the controversial takes.
Not as a child. As an adult, fine. But not when you're pulling up to watch Saturday morning cartoons at like age six.
No, at that point it was like Rice Krispies or shredded wheat.
It's all about the framing. If somebody didn't tell you that Cracklin Oat Bran was supposed to be good for you and you just sat down and had it at age seven, you would love that stuff.
Cracklin Oat Bran tastes like an oatmeal cookie.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you, Matt.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt Spiegel.
Shows that we can get along. We have an issue, though, Layla. We have a rift. Uh-oh. That we need to deal with, but it's not about Cracklin Oat Bran. Continue.
Is a tease. All right, thank you to the people I don't have rips with. Marshall Harris, Anthony Aaron, who just left, Megan Montemurro, who we just talked to. That was also great. And Ian Happ, happy birthday to Ian Happ. Happy birthday. It had to be done. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and also Brandon Fryer. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And to our Twitch mob for hanging out. We had some funny texts today, too. Thank you guys for cracking us up. We appreciate it. What's up, Matt?
I'm told, Layla, that you think whoever left the hummus in the mini fridge there in the control room has left it there perhaps a little bit too long. I would like to raise a hand and identify myself as the hummus leaver. It was there last week. It's still good. Do I need to take it to the outpost of the other fridge? Your thoughts, honestly.
No, you know what happened? It was dented, and so the lid didn't go on right. So then it developed like that gross condensation. There's like the normal condensation, which is like a little water at the top, but then it had those big bubbles, and I was like, either this has been left out too long, or... you know, something bad had happened. But then I realized the lid wasn't on. Well, so I put the lid back on. But is it as good now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can hear if I've been a poor refrigerator sharer, I can hear that. I can be accountable for that. It sounds like maybe I have been. If there's like a disgustingness issue with the hummus, then it's on me, Lawrence, right?
Was it that though, or was it just the lid issue?
Just be honest, Layla. I can take it.
No, I'm asking. Because once I figured out how to put it back on, I saw the date was okay. But you know the condensation I'm talking about.
I do. But I believe the
condensation.
Hummus, I don't believe hummus goes bad. Am I wrong about that?
Everything goes bad.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Except for like a McDonald's burger that you can, you know.
See? There's something that doesn't go bad.
I've had one of those that were several days old and it was still delicious.
I just want to be a good sharer.
Several days old is still not like, that's within range if it's in a fridge.
Three is kind of the standard though, right?
It is. A younger, hungry/poor Marshall Harris was out here eating a lot of things that probably shouldn't have been eaten.
3 days of cooked food that's not frozen.
How about hummus?
I feel like once the container is ruptured, you got to throw it away.
Like the seal was,
Well, if there's a rupture, I agree. So I don't want to.
I also think that fridge lends it, like that should be, stuff should be in there for your shift. And that's probably about it.
You know, sometimes I leave soda
because of the size, especially.
That's a really important point. Like in the shared fridge, like there's a giant stack of Chobani Flip yogurts in there. Is that you?
And Tanny.
Okay.
Yeah, we share.
Because I brought one today, and I was like, I should just.
You don't know which one it is now.
I just put mine on the stack.
Yeah.
And then we'll play a little Chobani lottery.
So I think Tanny and I figured out that like it's who's based on the flavor of the Chobani. I tend to take mine home. But,
okay.
And if I don't know, I just leave them for Tanny.
All right. Well, I will launch the hummus. I just think it'd be ironic.
No,
if two people of different Middle Eastern descent got in a rift about hummus at work, I think would be a tremendous thing.
Oh, say less. If you just told me that, I would have been into it. I think your hummus smelled terrible.
Wow.
I think you just want to keep the rift alive for economic purposes.
I think you left that lid off for smell purposes to send me a message.
Exactly.
Send all of us a message.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That garlic was strong. Is that better?
What flavor hummus was it?
It was garlic.
It was garlic.
There you go.
Wait, is the lid on again, though? Or do I have to put the lid back on?
I haven't checked, which is really, that's on me. It's terrible hummus
maintenance. Robbie Triano has checked the studio refrigerator.
refrigerator. The lid has been off.
All right.
Toss it, Robbie.
Robbie,
please.
Would you launch that hummus into the sun?
Thank
please,
you.
Secure the top on. We don't need hummus on the wall. It's dirty enough in here.
Much like Matt Eberflus, would you launch that into the sun, please? We never have to think about it.
He just went to Dallas. It's not the same.
Damn.
It is hot this time of year down there, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is.
And it will eventually
implode. But they're in Oxnard anyway, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They do that play indoors,
camp
though.
In different places.
And eventually the sun will fail, like Dallas will. Won't it?
Yeah,
I think the sun will outlast the Cowboys.
If you're running your offense towards the sun, you may have problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've learned.
Not Jerry. Jerry thinks that he can now tell you which direction to play football.
You think they actually have the curtains. You just
close them?
Close them.
Oh, they can't close it up?
Oh, yeah.
Then why wouldn't they just do that?
Because
how's God supposed to see his team?
Exactly.
Can't see it through the roof anymore.
Can I ask you guys a left tackle question?
Please.
If Braxton Jones is named the starter because they don't want to put a rookie in Minnesota against Brian Flores on night number one, right?
You mean like they did last year?
Correct. So if Braxton Jones is named the starter and starts the first two or three games and then Ozzie takes over, you know, is that still mean that Braxton won the camp battle? Like, I could see them not wanting to have Ozzie Trapillo start life as a tackle on the road in that stadium against Brian Flores, just like we saw Karan Amagaji do last
year.
That was a
home game. I'm so confused.
But you theoretically could just...
It's still Brian Flores. It's still a rookie.
Is it a home game? I have that all wrong?
Yeah, I thought they opened the season at home on Monday Night Football against the Vikings. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay, I was just making sure.
It's an important point, Marshall.
But Brian Flores plays on the at home and on the
but
road.
But it's a very important point.
Well, coaches.
I think that's a very different situation as far as noise and everything else.
Yeah, it is.
Then if on the road is it with the fake noise, as Anthony Hannah just pointed out, that sometimes they do in Minnesota Stadium.
That's embarrassing. I'm going to go ahead and point a thumb.
No.
It's okay.
It's a day of accountability for Spiegel. The falafel lid and now that.
Meh, people like you. They're not going to care.
I love you.
They're going to like me more if I'm accountable, though, I think.
So the left tackle question is, no, that means Braxton Jones won the job. If you don't start day one, you don't start day one. But I fully expect Ozzie Trapillo to be the back half of the season starter at left tackle.
I'm not giving up that he's going to be the starting tackle of the Chicago Bears.
I would also like to point that. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but, you know, if I don't know if that's rust yet or if that is just what we're dealing with this year. That's the hard part.
With Braxton? Yeah, we did talk about it a little bit. Yeah. There's the lower body strength is like you're unable to really build that up when you're coming off a lower body injury as an offensive lineman.
And it's been one of his issues his whole career.
Right.
Do you remember the picture that Kyle Long showed when his calf muscle atrophied after he had the injury? Like one of them was big and the other one was like teeny.
That's crazy.
That was like when social media was fun. That was always something I thought about was Kyle Long. Like that picture showing how your muscles can change after that is significant.
Hmm.
I have to deal with that every day. Because I've had like three surgeries on my right leg. And so like if my calves were proportioned to my right leg, you'd be like, man, that guy has great calves. My left leg is like gigantic. So it looks like I'm a left-footed punter.
Cool.
And it's all from all of the atrophy after the surgeries.
What I have to say to that is don't do back squats. I just learned that. That's all I have for that.
I don't.
Ann Heron was lecturing you on back squats.
He was on me. I was like, yo, I'm not doing crazy back squats. Just a little something.
Why was he on you? What was the thought process there?
That he's too old to be doing back squats with heavy weight on his knees that he can't like control.
Yeah.
Easier for Marshall to do deadlifts because back squats, I mean, you could try it. I from what you told me, your workout's not crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wasn't doing crazy, but he's like, why are you doing back squats at all? I was like, because I like the idea of going up and down as opposed to using my back to do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's I want to maintain mobility.
But to Ant's point, you have been a cascading injury for the last 6 months. There's been something, and there's something going on, so maybe you should cut back on that.
I've cut back a lot.
All right, so to summarize, don't do back squats if you're over 40, I think is the rule. And what else? Don't leave hummus without a lid on.
Definitely don't do that in the fridge.
I like the way you say it better than
yeah.
me.
And then the Bears open at home against the Vikings. Everybody knows that.
And also, you can eat Crackle Nut brand at any age and
there
enjoy
we go.
It.
Matt, right. I'm going to get us a box of cereal to commemorate this conversation.
Let's do it. We got Nico Horner coming up.
Yeah, he's going to join us at 2:30. But that's not all. Jason Benetti is on the show at 3 o'clock today. Oh, so we will catch up with him. James Palmer, your guy, is going to be on our show today at 5 o'clock. And mixed in there, we're going to get to know Baby T a little bit today.
Yeah, right.
That is one of our goals. And Porth gave us a long forgotten candy that we need to discuss.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we are going to do all of that stuff. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Caleb's and his practices. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about practice. We'll do that after Baby T's open next here on The Score.